the first thing I want to say is I just want to thank Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, Don Smolinski, and the entire Eagles organization for giving me a great opportunity. Would also like to thank, you know, the Texans for 4 great years, you know, when I was there. But, you know, different chapter of my life now. Excited, you know, ready to get to work, ready to get started. The biggest thing for me is, you know, when things open up on Monday, pretty much from the get-go, you know, the Eagles let me know that I was their guy. I felt wanted. Players on the team, Peters, Kelsey, Lane, all texting me saying, you know, come here, we got an opportunity to build something great. So, you know, like I said, I felt wanted. Players were texting me. You know, I'm hyping, you know, ready to go. So.
How intense were discussions in terms of other teams? It seemed like for a while that the Texans were keeping you wide. Didn't that end up happening?
Yeah, so, you know, there were other teams, you know, interested, involved. You know, the Texans, you know, we're trying to, I guess, you know, keep me there and stuff. But in the grand scheme of things, for me, I felt the most want here. And I wanted to go somewhere where I felt, you know, really wanted, where I felt, you know, I could fit in good with the guys, felt, you know, fit in good with the scheme. You know, not that I couldn't, you know, do it there. Obviously, I did it, you know, for 4 years. But I just felt at this point in my life, you know, this is where I need to be.
What is it about the scheme that attracted you here?
And, you know, they do a lot of things, you know, wide zones, powers, you know, whatever it is. And I think, you know, Coach Stout himself is a really good head coach. You know, I think he can, you know, help me take my game to the next level.
You better run blocker, pass blocker.
I'm better wherever they want me to be.
What area of your game would you say is your strength, and what areas do you need to improve on?
I think I can really honestly improve in any area. I'm one of those guys who, you know, try to look at my weaknesses and, you know, make them stronger. Yeah, you know, I do some things well, and, you know, we'll continue to work on that as well. But I'd say, you know, I can, you know, short my pass pro, you know, work on my feet a little bit more in the run game, you know, hit some landmarks a little bit better, you know, pulling it around. You know, I can do a better job at keeping my shoulder square and getting downhill, things of that nature.
Did you see much fun with the Eagles offensive line last season?
Yes.
What did you think?
They did some good things, had ups and downs, like, you know, every other offensive line.
As the right guard, you'll step in between Kelsey and Lane Johnson. What do you know of those two guys, and what have you heard from them?
I know Lane is one of the best young right tackles in the league. I know Kelsey's been doing this for a long time, one of the best pulling centers that I've ever seen since I've been watching the game. I really want to learn from Kelsey. He does a lot of things at a high level. Great guy. Like I said, he was probably the first or second guy to text me, you know, saying, you know, we can build and do great things here. So I really just want to, you know, have him take me under his wing along with Peters and, you know, hopefully elevate my game to their level.
Is there a belief just because you're bigger side for guards that you're not athletic enough? And have you tried to fought that perception over your career that you can jump block and pull and get out of the wing if you have to?
I'd say, especially with Kubiak's system, I mean, I've done that. I've displayed my athletic ability. You know, I guess as far as people who say, you know, maybe I'm not as athletic or, you know, something, maybe like you said, you know, too big or anything, all I can do is show you on tape. I can't see, you know, talk about it. Anybody can talk about it. All I can do is show you.
What were your initial conversations like with Doug Peterson?
Well, first, Doug Peterson's a great head coach. Went and grabbed some dinner with him last night. Great guy. My initial impressions?
Yeah, from your early conversation.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a great head coach. I think, you know, I can learn a lot from him as well. I guess my initial is I know he's from the Andy Reid tree. And, you know, watching Andy Reid since I was a little kid and how he coaches. So, you know, I would expect, you know, something similar.
I was reading about your graduate work this winter. How are you going to be able to handle that? You had already sort of thought about that, I guess. You transferred to Houston to do it. Are you going to do it online?
You know, at this point in time, you know, signing a new contract and everything, you know, honestly, what I think I'm going to do is defer it to when I'm done. Focus 100% on football and do that. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it, you know, whenever I get done. I can always go back, you know, school will be there. you know, I continue to, you know, read the paper and keep myself up to date with current affairs and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I have learned, you know, enough to know what I'm looking at, my own portfolio, fee structure, stuff like that. So,
if you have any
what do you know of Jeff Stoutland and how he teaches the position? And is he one of those guys where he has scheme-specific things that he likes to do, or is he one of those guys that'll allow you to kind of do what you prefer to do?
Well, some things I know. I know he was at Alabama. Alabama every year has a good, great offensive line. I know he was kept here from the last staff or the last head coach. And, you know, I was, you know, learning some things, sitting down with him today. And the first thing I realized is he's an intense, fiery guy. And throughout my career, intense, fiery guys, you know, along with my effort, you know, have gotten the best out of me. That being said, I think he's extremely knowledgeable. I don't think he, you know, treats every player like a cookie cutter. Each and every player, you know, sits down, takes time with, and does things of that nature. So every conversation I've had thus far, whether it was with him here or over the phone, it's been good.
Has the Eagles let you know that you were the guy from the jump who reached out to you with this?
Just the way they approached and came at me. It was no dragging of the feet. It was no, well, we're going to see kind of how it works out, shakes out. It was, we want you, you know, that type of nature. And it felt good to be wanted, along with, you know, having players text me, you know, we're trying to do this, that, and the other. So, I mean, that really, you know, settled it for me.
It's a big contract for a guard. Is that a burden on you? Is that something that, is there something that comes with that?
I guess yes and no. Will I put extra pressure on myself because of the contract? No, but at the same time, you know, that's kind of why I did the stuff with school. Like, at this point in my life, you know, 100% of the time, in season and off season now, you know, I feel like, you know, if, you know, you're going to pay me, I need to really every second be breathing it, living it. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it.
Brandon, how would you compare the way, I assume Houston, obviously the Eagles, and then I don't know if there were other teams. Number one, were there other teams? And how would you compare the way those other teams went after you compared to what the Eagles did going after you?
Yes, you know, there were other teams. And like I said, you know, from the get-go, there was, like, no dragging of the feet. It was just – I just felt wanted, and I felt like they wanted me here. And I felt like, you know, I was their guy. And, you know, it came at me hard, and, you know, this is where I wanted to be.
Other teams didn't really go after it like the Eagles did.
They came hard, but what's the best way to say it? You know, people showed interest. People came after me, but – you know, I guess the total package of everything, it just, the Eagles were it.
As someone from the Midwest, what do you know about Philly?
I know it's the city of the first, you know, the first bank, you know, first stuff like that. And then I know, well, from what I've heard, it's like a smaller, cleaner version of New York. So, you know, that's what I've heard. So, you know, I look forward to getting out into the city. Look forward to, you know, meeting some of the people here, some of the fans, and looking forward to really getting to know it, I guess, for my own.